Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now, here's your host, the man on a mission to take your health to a whole new level. It's Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey guys, it's me. In this video, we want to share the secrets of how to lose that last 10 pounds, okay? Now, what's interesting, it's very unnatural to lose weight in general. The body doesn't like losing weight. It goes against its own purpose of trying to survive. So anything that is losing is something that's very unnatural. But there are things that you can do strategically to really dig deep into losing that last resistant stubborn weight, okay? So number one, zero sugars. Now, as you may already know, that anything high in the glycemic index, anything high in sugar, increases insulin, and insulin blocks fat burning. You will not be able to lose weight in the presence of insulin. And that includes all the hidden sugars, like the breads, the pasta, the cereal, the crackers, the biscuits, the waffles, pancakes, muffins, juice, alcohol, and fruit, okay? We need to actually bring all those out of the diet because we don't want any excess insulin, okay? All right, number two, intense exercise. The intensity of exercise is what can trigger the most powerful fat-burning hormone called growth hormone. And here's the catch-22 with intense exercise. Exercise will help you lose weight if you recover from it. All the benefit of exercise occurs in the recovery. So yes, we need to do a full body, high intensity workout, but that will only work if you don't overtrain. It only works if you recover from that workout, okay, in the sleep. So if you're working out and you're sore the next day or you're tired the next day, then give it some more time. But the combination of high intensity, full body, compound resistant exercise with recovery will increase some massive growth hormone changes, which then will burn fat, okay? Number three, 8+ hours of sleep. Now why? Because most of the fat burning and most of the benefit of exercise occurs when you're sleeping. If you're only getting 6 hours or even 7 hours of sleep, that can greatly reduce your chances of losing weight. And the key is it has to be quality, it has to be long enough. And it's totally okay if you take a nap during the day, but we need that 8+ hours of sleep every night. Number four, 2 meals per day. Now, here's the thing. We don't want you to be hungry. We don't want you to cut calories. That doesn't work. It creates starvation. But there's a thing called intermittent fasting that will greatly improve your fat burning. Specifically, growth hormone is triggered by intermittent fasting. And what that means is that we're eating a couple meals, not 3 meals a day, and we're going to add fat at the meal to be able to go longer. So it's not about reducing the calories from fat. It's about going longer, because what happens when you have more than 2 meals a day, every time you eat, you trigger insulin. So we're trying to keep insulin very, very low. And 2 meals a day is a perfect combination. Now, when should you have those 2 meals a day? Number one, if you're not hungry in the morning, do not eat breakfast. Wait till lunch, okay? If you're hungry in the morning, have that breakfast, but then go all the way until 5, 6 and have dinner, okay? And that would be the perfect combination or the frequency of eating. Number five, no snacking between meals. Why? Because every time you eat, no matter what you eat, you trigger insulin, and insulin blocks fat burning. So we don't want to snack. If you want to actually have like some nuts or some cheese, have it at the meal, not in between the meal, because if you keep spiking insulin, you're never going to be able to lose weight. And a lot of people have this thing called insulin resistance, which is basically like a pre-diabetic situation, which keeps their insulin 4 to 5 times higher than the average person. So no snacking and 2 meals a day will actually correct insulin resistance, okay? And you'll go longer and longer, and you add more fat if you're hungry, so you can go longer without eating. But we don't want to snack, even if it's something healthy, all right? So that's actually number five. Number six, protein 3 to 6 ounces per meal. Now, why? Because if you have too much protein, you can increase insulin. Anything more than 35 grams spikes insulin. So we want smaller amounts of protein. We can have them twice a day, but we don't want to have large amounts of protein, okay? That's another tip. Number seven, 7 to 10 cups of vegetables. Now, this is interesting because unless you do those vegetables, you won't get the minerals, specifically potassium. You need about 4,700 milligrams of potassium every single day. And that's the quantity of vegetables that you're supposed to consume to get that potassium, or you're not gonna get it. Without the potassium, you can't curb cravings. You can't metabolize protein as well. You can't build your stomach acids. It's the most important mineral that you need, especially for losing weight. And many people don't have the quantity. Now, we just want to make sure you can have two big salads, you can blend it, but here's the key. If you're consuming a type of vegetable that you're not used to, like even kale or any of the cruciferous vegetables, and you start bloating or you get constipated, change up the vegetable because we can't have you bloated. A lot of the microbes in your gut eat fiber. And if you overwhelm the microbes with too much fiber at one time, they're not used to it, and you're constipated, you're bloated, you're not going to lose weight. Okay, so make sure you're eating vegetables that you can digest and that you don't have any type of digestive problem. Okay, so those are the 7 secrets to lose that last 10 pounds. And this will work if you follow them. A lot of times people will focus on one more than the other, but whatever you're missing, plug it in and write your success stories below. Hey, thanks for watching. I want to send you a gift in exchange for a little survey. The survey is very short, and I just want your opinion on a question. So click the link below, fill out the survey, and check your inbox.